Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And we specialize, at least on Fridays, airing of the grievances. Yours are welcome here. You just got to dial us up at 844-967-2789. I'm going to share a modest grievance I have. I had lots of encouraging words this week. We've got a new affiliate, WAUK 540 AM in Milwaukee, technically in Waukesha, and 101 FM in the Shaw. Technically, that is the Shaw. So anyways, we've got these new radio stations, and we're feeling quite enthused about being able to reach the Milwaukee Metro and parts north thereof, perhaps all the way to the Fox Valley and, you know, to the state border and all that kind of stuff. And then I got this email from Mindy, and Mindy says, if Crudy wants to throw his money away again, he should just go back to Vegas. Thank you, Mindy. She says, yes, I want to join the community and receive emails and updates, you know, until Crudy goes broke again. I guess that's what she's implying. Thank you for the kind words, Mindy? Question mark? So anyways, people encourage me in differing ways. This hour, we're going to talk about a couple of candidates encouraged to run by President Trump, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And I believe it was Donald Trump, probably the first one that put out an email missive through a super PAC that said, run, run, run. And today, Ron did everything just short of making it official in that he hired a campaign manager and he hired a consulting team. And apparently he leaked it out to right-wing talk radio. He's going to run for office again, even though he told us on this fine show like 6 years ago, no, two's all I get, boys. Promised the wife I'd be done after two. Well, you lied to her as well, Ron. But Ron's going out next week, apparently, and announcing he's running for re-election. And I don't know if you know, but everybody wants a piece of Ron Johnson. The Republicans think he's their last and only hope. All the Democrats see him as a very vulnerable candidate. And I'm going to share a few of the reasons why. But there's like 11 Democrats in the state of Wisconsin. We had one fine one on yesterday. Sarah Godlewski, she is the current Wisconsin state treasurer. She's running for a U.S. senatorial seat. Her and like 10 other Dems. And they all want a piece of Ron Johnson. They're all running against Ron. They're all fundraising against Ron. And Ron's now kind of made it official. And I did throw out a couple of text messages today. I encouraged Mandela Barnes, the current lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. He claims, at least his campaign is claiming, he's the front runner, doing well in all the polling. Well, here I am, Mandela, 844-967-2789. Don't make me go through all the steps of calling the staff of the staff and then asking them, and then they ask you, and then you tell me whether or not you're coming on the show. So I'm just inviting you directly, sir. 844-967-2789. I also invited the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. Ben will be on the show Monday. We think Ron will make it official on Monday, and Ben will join me in the 4 o'clock happier hour to lay some lumber on Ron Johnson. And we'll give you all a chance in this hour. Again, the number here, 844-967-2789. The other candidate that Trump encouraged, well, he apparently is a hard no. Sean the Real World Duffy. You remember that guy, Sean Duffy, congressman from the state of Wisconsin? Now, he resigned from Congress midterm because his wife, who is a Fox News contributor, said that apparently child number 9, I mean, that's a breeding couple. But child number 9 had some special needs. And Duffy resigned to spend more time with the family. And then promptly, like 3 weeks, a month later, announced that he was working for CNN. And Trump came out recently and said, run, Sean, run. Kind of rhymes. You know, if your name rhymes, there's a chance that Trump might endorse you. Run, Ron, run. Run, Sean, run. But Sean said, no, I'm not going to do that. And where did Duffy go to make that announcement? Not Jay Weber, Right Wing Talk Radio. Where's Ron Johnson going to make his announcement? All indications are probably Mark Belling on Monday, Right Wing Talk Radio. So Trump got, you know, talked Ron into it, though I don't think it took much cajoling. Sean Duffy gave him a differing answer. Maybe it's the fact, and Trump had encouraged Duffy to run for the governor of the state of Wisconsin against Democrat Tony Evers, but maybe the fact that Duffy's now live in New Jersey might have seemed a little daunting to him. You know, hard to serve the state of Wisconsin, you know, from the Garden State. Ron Johnson said a few things, and I pointed out, Ron used to be a friend, friendly friend of the show. Yeah, I've called a lot of people friends. Called Robin Voss a friend of the show. You know, it's a low bar. Just got to come on like 3 times. But Ron Johnson says lots of kooky things. And he said lots of kooky things to me and Dom through the years. But now he's gone a little off the reservation, at least in my opinion. There's a local journalist in Wisconsin, Dan Bice, writes a lot of Page Six-y kind of columns. You know, if you've ever had tax problems, unpaid parking tickets, or if you're a rich guy's son, Dan Bice has a column for you. But here's what Dan writes today. It was the year of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson unleashed. For most of the past decade, the Wisconsin Republican has been a loyal political soldier, one more conservative multimillionaire willing to add his vote to the GOP tally. In those years, Johnson had his priorities. Early on, he touted around charts, documenting Venn diagrams, I suspect, documenting the federal government's growing debt. And then he took up such issues as opioid abuse at the Tomah VA as chairman of the Senate Oversight Committee. But this year was different. Johnson began airing his opinions on a wide range of issues, questioning everything from COVID-19 vaccines to the January 6th insurrection and the reality of climate change. Lipped that it was, let's just say, bullcrap. And he kept doing it. Before long, his words became a regular feature on influential conservative news sites and late-night TV shows. The result, today, he is the most polarizing figure in Wisconsin politics. Worse than me, Ron. Conservatives laud him, and liberals use his incendiary words to raise campaign cash. So we've got a little rundown. Now, perhaps the 10 craziest things that Ron Johnson said this year, according to Daniel Bice. Number one, questioning COVID-19 vaccines. We all hoped, a quote from Johnson, as he appeared on This Week on the Foxy News primetime. We all hoped and prayed the vaccine would be 100% effective, 100% safe. But they're not. We now know that the fully vaccinated individuals can catch COVID. They can transmit COVID. So what's the point? How about not dying of COVID, not being hospitalized of COVID? But, you know, don't use logic with Ron. There's more to the article, but we'll keep jumping ahead. Number two, downplaying the Capitol 6, downplaying the January 6th Capitol attack. Here's what Ron said at the time. This didn't seem like an armed insurrection to me. He said this February in a radio interview, about a month after. I mean, armed. When you hear armed, don't you think of firearms? Hey, Ron, there were plenty of firearms. Here's the questions I would like to ask. How many firearms were confiscated? How many shots were fired? I'm only aware of one, and I'll defend the law enforcement officer for taking that shot. It was a tragedy, okay? But I think there was only one. Now, as the article points out, in truth, police recovered a dozen guns and thousands of rounds of ammunition from 7 people who were arrested over their involvement in the January 6th riot that left at least 5 people dead. And Ron, you know, not everyone's got a gun, but lots of people use things like the American flag on a pole as a spear to stab cops with. Here's more. Denying climate change. Here's what Ron said. I don't know about you guys, but I think climate change is, Lord Manchin said, bullcrap. Johnson said in June, mouthing the expletive while referring to British climate change skeptic Lord Christopher Manchin. By the way, it is bullcrap, according to Ron. When asked about the comment to the Republican Women of Greater Wisconsin Luncheon in Aliotas and Wauwatosa, the second-term senator then tried to soften his remarks. My statements are consistent. I'm not a climate change denier, but I'm also not a climate change alarmist. Climate is not static. It has always changed and always will change. You know, you're right, but that's not really climate. That's weather, Ron. Ron called Social Security a Ponzi scheme. These things are Ponzi schemes. The money isn't there, Johnson told a Milwaukee radio show in November. You invest it, whether it's Social Security or whatever, and the federal government spends it, and they just put in place another government bond. There isn't money. There aren't assets backing up these trust funds. The senator said something very similar in his first campaign in 2010. On a radio ad, Johnson said, they're going to tell you I said Washington politicians have run Social Security like a Ponzi scheme. Johnson then goes on to say in his radio spot, I did say that, and it's true. The pledge to fund Social Security is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Bernie Madoff swindled clients. They had no such guarantee. See the difference, Ron? Probably not. Also, he questioned the big push to get everyone vaccinated for coronavirus. In an April interview on a conservative talk radio show, it's almost like he's got, you know, like favorites. Like he goes to right-wing talk radio, like uses it as a tool, as a platform. He said there's no reason to be pushing vaccines on people, arguing to that their distribution should be limited to those most vulnerable to coronavirus. If you have a vaccine, quite honestly, what do you care if your neighbor has one or not? I love Ryan's logic. Sort of a self-centric kind of guy. Very Ayn Randian. Wish he'd go galt and just leave. But no, the breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. Ron Johnson's hired a campaign manager. All the rumors are true. All the prognostications of yours truly are true. Ron's running for a third term as a U.S. senator. Got a few more questionable, let's call them questionable statements from Ron. We've got many more of your Friday grievances when we come back. Dial us up, 844-967-2789.
Ron?